السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. All praises due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Allah's grace, Allah's fazl, Allah has given us another mubarak opportunity in the mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala make us value every moment of the month of Ramadan. The ayat that we're continuing from Suratul Baqarah on the virtues of Ramadan in Quran, Allah Pak says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah Pak has revealed this Quran in the month of Ramadan. The entire Quran was not revealed in the month of Ramadan, but the decision was taken, portions were revealed, and from Lawhi Mahfuz over a period of 23 years the Quran was revealed. So understand this, the most recited kitab in this world is the Kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, the Quran Majid. We spoke on some virtues. We spoke on the rights of the Quran. One of them is to read the Quran with tajweed. We spoke about the Quran being shifa, cure. Today we speak on the second aspect. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. And in the ayat, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. Let us speak on the aspect as the Quran being a means of hidayat. What is this hidayah? It means a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are seeking guidance. When you need to know some direction, you ask somebody. Now it's easy, you put GPS. But in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wanted to know a certain direction, they gave certain landmark. And the Quran in Majid is full of landmarks. These are the roads to Jannah. These are the roads to Jahannam. Allah ta'ala protect us all from the fire of Jahannam. But very, very importantly, the Quran Majid says in different ayats of the Quran about hidayah. How will you obtain hidayah? Is you have to sit with those people who have hidayah. You have to ask somebody who's knowledgeable. Somebody who knows the road, who has seen the road. Then you have to ask them, they will tell, may I take you on this road? We are going, please follow us. You'll be reaching very quickly. Somebody may just say, turn left, right, you may reach there. But it may take time, you may still get confused. Even the GPS may take you round and round and then take you there. But the Nabi of Allah was Hadi. One of the sifats of Allah is Hadi, who gives hidayat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sifat was also, quality was a guide. Guide for not only Muslims, but for mankind. Hudal linnas. The Quran in Majid is Hudal linnas. Guidance for mankind. Now when we're going to promote the akhlaq of the Quran, the lessons from the Quran, the gems from the Quran, not only to ourselves, the Muslims, and to the non-Muslims, then they will see the path of hidayat. It is very, very important first to learn the effort of hidayat. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, وَأَلْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that a person will achieve what he strives for. Sahaba not only learned the effort of hidayat from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but they strove in the path of Allah. They took this hidayah to different corners of the earth. They made so much of mujahada. Jitni qurbani, itni Allah ki meherbani. It is said that the more sacrifice one makes, then Allah's meherbani, Allah's mercy, Allah's decision of hidayah comes. And the more sacrifice one endures for deen, Allah opened the doors of hidayah. There's different ways. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a heart, a soul. He could be totally deviated. He may be a non-Muslim. That's why we don't write off anybody. And we must not be judgmental about anybody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even his worst enemies, he made dua for them. He took their names. So much so, his uncle of Abu Jahl, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't give hidayat to whoever you want. Allah ta'ala gives hidayat. Allah loves somebody, Allah Ta'ala draws that person. It's called ijtiba. Allah loves that person. Look at the story of Wahshi, who killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Shuhada'i Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. But when the time came, he knew he was lost. He was doomed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala melted his heart. And when he came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved his face away. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, now I have not come as your enemy. Now I have come as your friend. Seek forgiveness on my behalf." Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam embraced him. And he said, "Tell me about my uncle. How did you kill him? How did you murder him? How did you slaughter him? How did you massacre him on the plains of Uhud?" With that qurbani, Allah Ta'ala even gave him hidayat. Now understand this, brothers. Nabi alayhi salam felt it hard that here's my, the person who killed my uncle. But he said, no, he could be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Now this is important for us, hidayah. Not only for ourselves, we don't be selfish. For the entire ummah, we wish good of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what about the makhluk that is outside? Ummat-e-dawatwiya, ummat-e-ijabat, those that will want to see the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have a very negative image of Islam from outside because of the media and whatever they listen and see on TV and the press. They see some Muslims behaving in a certain way. They say all Muslims are like this. But when we show them the positive image of Islam, we show them the correct Islam, and we make an effort not only on ourselves first, our families. This effort of dawat is for everybody. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was warned, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Warn your family members first. Males, females, children, old, young, old, black, white, green, blue, brown, every language, every color. Because Allah Ta'ala judges by the heart. And then go out in the path of Allah. O Allah, reward the effort of dawat and tabligh. This is how it started. It is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the effort of hidayat. And there is a dua. Allahumma hdina fiman hadayt. That is also there. O Allah, guide us on the path. Then Allahumma hdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to read this dua. Allahumma hdina wahdi bina. O Allah, guide us and let people be guided by us. Waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. And use us for the guidance of others. We have some knowledge. Hazrat Masihul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, ilm seekho. Ilm seekho. Learn this knowledge. Whatever knowledge of deen you can learn, learn. Agar seekhenge aur amal nahi karenge, to haywan rahenge. You will learn something, and if you don't practice on it, then you'll remain like an animal. But would fikr, you have this ilm, and then you make amal on it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change that haywan, this animalistic qualities, into insan. He said, Hafiz banna farz nahi hai. Alim banna farz nahi. Insan banna farz hai. To become a human being with all these good qualities that Allah wants us from the Quran. And this quality of hidayat has to be achieved. And you've joined the effort of hidayat. And we not only make hidayat for ourselves, our family, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen. We wish for hidayat for the entire humanity, inshallah. And we must do this effort of hidayat. Make dua for everybody in all works of deen. People bringing people to Islam. People doing the effort of dawat and tabligh. People doing the efforts of makatib, madaris. All this is the effort of hidayat. The fortress of hidayat are the masajid and the makatib. These are the forts of hidayat. From there it is spread. Makkah and Medina, sahaba didn't sit. They made the effort of hidayat. That is how Allah Ta'ala gave hidayat to different corners of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us also. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for us that not only we do the effort, we leave legacy behind, that people continue doing the effort of hidayat. And we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala protect our brother Kashif that is taken away. Allah Ta'ala return him safely inshallah to his family. Allah Ta'ala find the best way out for him. Allah preserve him, his iman, his jaan, his maal, everything. Allah, all of us, we must keep on making dua. Not only if one brother is affected, the entire ummah shall feel the pain. We are like one body. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when you see the happiness of a brother, go and share the happiness and rejoice with his joy. And if you see some occasion of sadness and sorrow, then go and support so that the family feels some form of comfort. We make dua only. We can use the means. But ours is the power of dua.
that Allah knows where he is. Allah must protect him also and all those in suffering some difficulty and pain and sorrow. Allah remove this pain and sorrow. Allah Ta'ala find the best way out for him and give sabr and himmat to his family. Allah Ta'ala unite him with his family. He's our musalli. Allah and he's a hafiz of Quran. Allah protect him by means of the Quran, inshallah, in this Mubarak month. Allah Ta'ala accept. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.